Hi, what if I were to tell you that anyone can become a voice actor? I mean anyone. Your own voice, as it is now, is special and unique, and someone out there would pay you to use it. Voice actors spend the majority of their time speaking in their own voice. Well, almost. The biggest misconception about voice acting is that it means doing silly voices and creating characters and making strange sounds. But actually, that's only a small percentage of the entire industry. And guess what else? Those parts of the industries are competitive and full. And I already made an in-depth video on how you can create over 100, if not hundreds of thousands, of distinctly different voices in this video here. This one now is concerned with what you can do better to improve your situation in becoming a voice actor. So in this video, I'm going to give you my top 5 tips, secrets if you like, on voice acting so anyone can get into the industry and start working now. Let's get straight to it. Tip number 1, be authentic. You have to be believable. You might be reading a story, animating characters, be in a conversation or selling a product, but if we don't believe you, if we don't feel that you're authentic, then we're never going to buy into it and never going to believe the story you're telling, and that's what's important. And how can you be authentic? Stop acting. The biggest misconception about what acting is that it means pretending or showing or trying to be someone else, but that's false, it's wrong. The word acting comes from action, which means to do something. Actors do things. They say things and make stuff happen. Now, the action itself might be faked or pretend, but the actor's job is to bring truth. And the best way to do that is to be as close to yourself as you can. How? Talk to the microphone as if it is actually a person. This is where your imagination comes in. This is where your acting is made tangible. This is being authentic. This is voice acting, being as human as possible. If you can lift words off a page and read from text and sound like you're not doing that and sound human and believable, then you will most likely have a good career in voice acting. Most actors who train and who might have had a natural ability for the craft before they started, often go through a process where they start learning more technical aspects behind their craft. And this can really hinder them. So when they get out of drama school, it takes years to get back to that natural, kind of fluid and organic way of speaking, which they kind of can get lost. So acting schools are great, but it does take time to develop those skills. And if you're someone who hasn't been through that process, you're in a real advantage if you can just lift words off the page, because you probably are closer and not getting in your own way to the technical skills, which are basically speaking to a microphone like it's a person. So whether you are acting or actually advertising something, we have to believe that you are, wait for it, a real person. Next, tip 2, be positive. The world needs drama, yes, but don't you think that it's had enough? When trying to escape the daily grind, most people want to be transported away into their imaginations or into a fantasy world. Film companies know this. Advertising companies certainly know this. The games and animation industries also accept that excitement and positivity is infectious. So if the industries that are employing us to speak are seeking to share positivity, then we need to sound more positive, however works best for you. No one is asking you to give up your normal, everyday, dismal and dreary life or voice, but if you want to work in voiceover, it's handy if you can start to learn how to sound happy, even if you might not necessarily be. But convince us of that, it's a great asset, trust me. And one way you can do that is, wait for it, smile. By simply just adding a smile to the word you're speaking is unconsciously picked up by the listener. We can hear that your cheeks are lifted. We can hear it in the way you speak. Of course, try and stay fluid with it. If you're holding it too tight, it can sound a little different and sound a little forced. But if you just generally have a smile in your mouth, it can really transpose through the microphone into our ears as someone who's joyful. It's a useful tip to know. Yes, smiling will make you sound like you are smiling, and it will even make you feel happier. So then others will hear your smile and feel happier themselves. So simple. Try it. Another technique on this is to try and end every sentence with a slight upward inflection. Not like an Australian or one of the Kardashians, but slightly ramping up to the end of a sentence can leave us lifted, like it's gone somewhere, instead of tailing off at the end. Because tailing off at the end can be a bit depressing. And so by lifting it up, somehow we just also lift the mood up. And that can help in making us sound more positive. Again, don't take my word for it, just try it out. Tip 3, be relaxed. Tension is not only awkward to watch, but it's also awkward to listen to. If you have any tension in your body which might affect your voice, you can be damn sure it will be picked up unconsciously by your audience. Now, I don't know if you can hear this or not, but I've been working out physically on my body and I can hear a bit of strain in my own voice. I've done a warm-up, but because of the heavy amount of weightlifting I've been doing, it really has impacted some of the larger muscles, which then connect to bone, which connect to smaller muscles, which eventually end up supporting my voice box and this floating mechanism that creates sound. And if I can notice that about myself, then I'm sure you, my wonderful subscribers, might even pick up on that as well. And if you're someone who has to speak a lot, then this kind of strain and this kind of tension gone unchecked can build up and eventually cause some issues with you. So I suggest trying to find as much relaxation in your body as possible. I mean, and by this, I don't mean that you don't put effort into your words, but it's really useful to try not to over articulate them, because on the microphone it sounds a bit false and over articulated, even if in a room with people perhaps it's not. Dexterity exercises like the ones in this video here are a way to help you exercise your vocal apparatus, and whenever you're speaking or reading off the page, it will help you just find ways of working the muscles. So if you come across something difficult, it no longer becomes something that's in your head and difficult and you have to kind of really work out to pronounce. Because the dexterity exercises will leave your muscles a little more limber and more rehearsed when they come across difficult words. And so you can easily slip through them and it will make it easy for you. So doing those kind of exercises beforehand or having a daily consistent routine of doing those will eventually help you relax when it comes time to speak on the microphone and record your voice. Also ensuring proper warm-ups and warm-downs before and after you speak, especially if on a microphone, will ensure that you will be able to be more relaxed because everything will be warm, limber and ready to go. And on this point, not only do we really as an audience want to hear you being positive, but we also want to hear that it's not an effort for you to speak and that things do flow quite naturally. And so by doing the exercises outside of the speaking itself and building yourself up and working muscles and being warmed up and relaxed, you will just flow in such a more natural way and it's so much easier to us to listen to. If your bum feels tight in the vocal booth, you can be sure that your listeners' bums will be tight on their chairs at home. Don't create tight bums and you'll go far. Next! Tip 4, be prepared. Well, this kind of naturally follows on from the last tip. And again, of course, you want your vocal instrument to be prepared and you want to be ready to speak and have everything firing so you're clear and concise and you can get over the difficult words. But the way you're going to do that not only physically is by also understanding the text. So if you are speaking or have a script you need to read in a recording booth at a studio or even at home, you want to have gone through it. You want to practice speaking it aloud. It's no good just thinking about it and going over it in your head. You have to say it aloud because you don't know if you're going to trip over certain words until you've done that. Also, you don't know where you're going to take breaths, how much pause to take. I mean, everything is made clearer just by saying things aloud. So my advice is, part of your practice is to take away the script and say it aloud until you fully understand that when you're being paid, and time is money in this industry, that when you're being paid the time to speak it, then you don't make any errors or mistakes. You can just get through it nice and simply and quickly and easily. So if they need more takes or a different delivery style, then you have time to do that. But Darren, what if I haven't been working for a while and I'm rusty and I haven't had a chance to do that? Rusty shouldn't be in your vocabulary, but it probably should. If you're using the word rusty and you have to say it and you can't say it, then that would be difficult, wouldn't it? Maybe practice now the word rusty. Rusty, 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 rusty. You got it? Good. So the word rusty is now back in your vocabulary, but you know what I mean. What I'm trying to say is that you need to practice yourself. Don't just wait for a job to come or for some text to be sent to you to be on top of it. Do your daily warm-ups, stay consistent with your exercises, dexterity, and also get some scripts, go through the magazines, look at books, dictionaries, and read aloud. practice, practice, practice. The more you do that, the better you'll get. The better you get, the more work you'll get, and the more professional you'll be when you turn up. Therefore, even more work that you will get will come your way, and people will speak highly of you and recommend you. And word of mouth is still a very, very important way in this day and age still, even to get work. See, athletes don't stop training just because there's not a competition being held. They always need to be ready and train consistently. Then, when an event arises, they focus on the specifics and they are always ready to perform. Same with you. Always be prepared, because you remember the 7 P's. Proper planning and preparation prevents piss poor performance. I will say that again. Proper planning and preparation prevents piss poor performance. And we don't want piss poor performance. We want well prepared, proper pronunciation. Tip 5, never be late. That's it. Never be late. To a meeting, to a recording, to a vocal booth, studio, or online hookup, never send material in late and never say sorry or make excuses. In this industry, time is money. Never be late. Full stop. I know this is really obvious information, but it's not always considered and quite often forgot about. Look, if you are seriously considering working in the voiceover world or as a voiceover artist, then let me just say that there is lots on this channel that can help you. A lot of exercises, warm-ups and dexterity routines and breath support work that can help ground you, stay motivated and move forward. It's all here on this channel. And if you do want to go further, if you want a complete run through of how you can go from wherever you are now to being a fully paid voiceover artist, then I have a course for that. I create courses. That's one of the things that actually I do through this channel. This channel gives everyone what they need, but for those people that want to be guided and have a complete course running from beginning to end, so no stone is left unturned, courses are made available on my website at vocabilities.com. And the one on voice acting is my newest course, and it's very in-depth. It's a 5-week course and goes through everything from buying the right equipment, from knowing what's right for you, finding scripts, recording scripts, the different types of voiceover work, including finding agencies and getting the work itself, then also how to get paid and how to invoice for that. It's all there in this course. So hopefully this video has been useful for you. If it has, why not consider helping me out and buy a coffee? Actually, it's called Buy Me a Coffee. There's a link in the description box below, but it's actually buying me a book, because I'm buying more books so I can train more, study more, and bring you more value on this channel. Even just to hit the thumbs up is a really big help. So I thank you so much for watching. My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.